Hello, everybody. Quick little note here before we begin the podcast. This was actually recorded live during the Chris and Jack farewell stream, if the quality doesn't sound particularly as good as you are used to. And I guess this would be a good opportunity to just sort of say thank you for enjoying the episodes of the podcast that currently exist. There are no plans for further podcast episodes as of yet, but who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Enjoy this bonus mini episode.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to A World Without with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yes, and today we are talking about a world without numbers.
Ooh, title screen.
We don't have it because we're live, so yes. I haven't even got my things up, my topics,
now,
my points.
I struggled with this. Maybe it's because I'm out of practice and we haven't done one in a very long time. But also, I don't know if you've noticed, Chris. Numbers are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Prevalent. Name
something that doesn't use numbers. Go.
Letters.
Name another one?
Pigeons. What?
How many pigeons you got?
One.
That's a number.
Oh no.
Everything.
You got me.
Uses numbers. So I was just like, everything.
Everything.
Without everything, isn't
it? Gone.
It's all gone.
Which is because there can still exist a pigeon. You just don't have to like count the pigeon.
But if there are multiple, what do you say?
Just some pigeons.
I couldn't wrap my head around this one, honestly.
Well, I've got a whole thing here about measurement approximations.
Okay.
Right, so apparently, right, an old English measure of like ounces and things like that, we don't really use ounces in that now, do we? We use grams.
My man does.
Fine, sure. That apparently was made from the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians.
Right.
Half an ounce, they called a mouthful. And that's the smallest measurement that they could have. So literally, they were just going around being like,
how much is that? Hold on, mate.
Yeah.
Bit imagine, more than a mouthful, that.
Imagine the doctor. They'd be like, doctor, how much blood did he lose? A mouthful of blood.
How did you know that? Don't know. Yeah, I think that's a weird way to measure stuff with mouths.
It is very weird. You don't want to be measuring all the stuff.
I think sewage. Maybe it would have been more helpful to just go with handful.
Is it a suggestion? That's another thing. They did have that as well. So I've
hold on.
I've got a list here.
Handful more than a mouthful. Less than a mouthful?
I'll tell you, all right?
Please.
Right, prepare yourself for this. So, you got a hint of something. I don't know what that is. They didn't specify. Two hints is a drop. Two drops, a smidgen. Two smidgens is a pinch. Two pinches is a dash. Two dash is a salt spoon. Yeah, no, I didn't like that one.
I thought that again. Okay, whoever came up with that one, bad day in the office.
Two salt spoons are a coffee spoon, which we're getting very spoon heavy here.
Yeah. Are we meant to be using different spoons for coffee and salt? Because I'm going to be honest with you guys, I use the same spoon.
You've been using ones. Have you got one spoon?
I just use one to have a spoon.
Have you been using your two coffee spoons for one teaspoon?
Hold on, a coffee spoon is smaller than a teaspoon.
Half the
size. And a salt spoon is even smaller than
you don't want much salt.
I don't think I've seen a spoon that small.
It's tiny, but tiny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you imagine what a hint is. Okay. What are we up to? Two teaspoons is a dessert spoon. We know. We're getting into
familiar territory. I've heard of a dessert spoon.
Yeah. Two dessert spoons. Well, it's always two is one. So it goes dessert spoon, tablespoon, handful,
We didn't have mouthful in this list anyway. I don't know.
Hold on, only two tablespoons is a hand. I can feel way more in my hand than that.
Depends how big your hands are.
Maybe they have very small hands.
Maybe you've got to use a child.
They had twice as big a mouth as hands.
These Egyptians.
Tiny hands, massive mouth.
Yeah, well, you know, history does strange things. Mm. Two handfuls white is a wine glass. So if you ever want to have some wine, but you don't have a wine glass.
Pour two in your hands.
Out your hands. Does the same thing. Then we go teacup. Two wine glasses as a teacup, which is also weird.
You know what? I would have said a wine glass is bigger than a teacup.
I would have said so too. Depends how much wine you're having.
Too much wine.
He's alcoholic.
You ain't seen my wine glass.
Two teacups is a coffee cup. Yeah.
Okay.
Two coffee cups is a jug. Then we get a pitcher. Then we get a pottle. Not a bottle. A pottle.
How many pottles is a bottle?
Two. What? None. I don't know. And then gallon is two pottles. And then I kind of gave up. But you could keep going.
I think you've sorted it, mate.
I think we've pretty much numbers. Gone from, what was it, a hint initially.
A so hint
that's
to a bottle.
That's a literal thing. You can measure a hint. So if it says like a hint of garlic or something,
yeah.
That's a thing.
There's an actual amount. Yeah. Never knew that. Well, I think you've actually been quite helpful there because that has solved a lot of stuff.
Good. Good. Basically, buy a lot of spoons, hands and mouth, you're good.
Because I was thinking with like money,
oh.
It would just have to become like size based again. Just right. Like how much money do you have? Well, yeah, like I have a handful of money. I have a briefcase of money.
Well, I have a handful.
I have a backpack of money.
Pennies.
It's exactly. But you don't. It's hard.
It's hard.
How much is a penny? How much is a penny worth?
I don't know. I can't say one.
Exactly.
This is hard work, isn't it?
It really hurt my head, this one.
It is. We might just have to go back to like a bartering system. But then even then, you can't be like, I'll give you four sheep.
I'll just give you a handful of them.
A handful of sheep?
A bottle of sheep.
Can I have some sheep that aren't manhandled, please?
I'll have a backpack of sheep.
I'll have a mouthful of sheep, please.
One mouthful of sheep, please.
A backpack of sheep. Backpack sizes.
Look, you can get this. How big's someone's hand? One hand's are different than the other.
Yeah, it's true.
You'd be very unfortunate if you have really big hands. You're like, oh, you give me a handful of that, I'll give you a handful of this. And yeah. You're giving way less.
Oh, that's...
So the richest people and other people are smallest hands.
They probably are.
They have the most stuff.
Yeah, because it's just the sense of scales and also tiny mouths.
Yeah. So the smaller you are, the richer you are.
Brilliant.
I would do quite well.
Rich babies.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You also got things like a few is... Less than five, apparently. Anything less than five,
so
you can call
a few.
Well, all right. We're getting rid of five, I know. But late afterwards, we'd just have to say a few. So when you said how many pigeons were there, I could have said a few.
Because I was thinking about, there's a lot, you know, you've got a dozen. You've got a couple.
That's true.
Got a baker's dozen.
Some.
How many
some? Is five or more.
Or
it just never ends.
Doesn't have a top
doesn't
limit.
Doesn't have a top limit.
So... If I said there's some, that could be anywhere between 5 and 1 million.
Yeah, so not
helpful.
The best specific way.
We need some more specificity. I think we all just have to, in this world, chill out a lot more. Because there's just no specificity to anything. We just all just need to... We worry too much about the specifics of stuff, don't we?
You know, like, you know, if it was how many pigeons are in that room. Use your face. If you don't seem worried... Yeah, that you know there's some.
It's got a lot.
Some.
So, yeah.
Definitely
it's like...
Some.
Oh, some.
Yeah,
that's the difference between 1 million and 5.
A million some. Pigeons, wow.
Some. You know, it's a whole different ball game. I was worried about the words, the numbers that also have different meanings or sounds, like one or I won a competition.
Right. Yes, you did earlier.
I didn't want to bring it out.
Yeah,
yeah, so that's an issue. You got two. Or there are too many, or I'm going to
Happy
the shops.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, can't do that. You got four.
They're not numbers, though.
How come you're allowed to say one and not the other? Otherwise, I'll just start saying, oh, I've won this. This one. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, if you can have one, you can't have one.
The word one doesn't exist.
Or
okay.
two, or four, right. And golf is ruined.
Oh, golf.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I mean, everyone, you could just come back and how many did you hit it in? Some?
Yeah, some. Sports ruined. Yeah. Like, there aren't many sports that you don't need numbers in which to... Yeah. Understand who's winning.
Even on like the players' backs and stuff in football, and that you got numbers and everything. Like, are you gonna
they
know...
get their own symbols. They get their own little.
Oh, yeah, like a bird symbol, or like, oh, that'd be quite cool. Actually,
I think that is something.
It's almost like horse racing, where they, you know, they're like, oh,
got little like
Johnny McGee over there. He's doing great. That'd be great. Yeah, that's actually an improvement there. Sport, maybe some sports
it's not all
better, but you just don't know who won at the end. Which also.
You know what? Chilling out a bit. That's what I'm saying. It's all about the fun of it. It's not about who's winning, is it?
Except when
you
it's
would like
when
that
you
world,
would, yeah,
you?
I would love it. I am loving that world.
Time.
Oof. Now I hope you weren't going to mention that.
Well, we have.
Quarter to nine. Next point. No, it's hard with time.
I think again, you just have to be vague. Dawn, dusk, noon,
later. Now.
Early evening.
Soon.
I think we'd be fine, you know?
In a minute? Is that allowed?
How are you tracking the minute, though?
Just from memory of what a minute used to be about.
And it would just drift over time.
Maybe, yeah. We'd all start getting all confused.
I said I'd be in a minute. I was here in a minute. Nah, that's a long minute.
You were in a minute.
You were in a minute. You know? I was here in a minute.
Yeah.
I think it got much more expressive, isn't it?
I think it helps. I think body language and context and that comes more into play.
I think text communication becomes very difficult then because you don't have any of that.
Yeah, that's true.
So that struggles a bit.
Just have to phone up a bit more, see in person. It'd be great.
Maybe it's quite nice, actually.
I think it would be.
Get rid of all these
things.
Although I'm not. Devices.
He's got my notes on. What else? Oh, the Queen. She's going to struggle.
Yeah.
She's calling herself one all the time. One shall not go to the toilet. You know, she's going to have to change it up.
You know what? She has it pretty easy. I reckon she could do with a bit of struggling.
You reckon?
Yeah. Take her down a peg or two.
I didn't know why she said one, but...
She is the one and only?
It's the opposite. In fact, it's to make her sound more like every... She's not saying, like, if I said, Queen, did you just spill all that water because you were trying to hold two hands worth instead of using a cup? And she said, one makes a mistake... Right? She's more saying, like, people make a mistake. She's being one of the people.
You know what? I will say, whoever gave her that advice, terrible. Because I think that makes her sound quite not like the people. Because I don't think many people are going around saying, one must do something.
Great queen.
This is why I'm not the queen. I failed the audition. Failed the audition.
It's not a character. It's not like who's going to play the next queen. Like that's not how they pick. Though that would be a lot more interesting.
Oh, well, I wasn't here last time we picked the queen, so I just assumed that how it was done.
Oh, for some reason, I was trying to think, where were you? And then I realised we were dead.
Well.
Or unborn.
Unborn, that's it.
Unborn is a better way of saying it.
Yeah.
Talking of which, age, generally.
So,
again, vague.
Yeah, I mean, how do you do, like, drinking ages and stuff?
You just have to get... Maybe there's, like, tests where you have to be, like, you know...
What happened on...
But then people could do research and stuff. You'd be like, can you handle... Drink this whole bottle of drink, and if you can handle it, Sonny, you're old enough to drink.
Ooh, that's rough.
It is a bit rough, isn't it?
Quite an easy way to get drunk if you're underage, though, isn't it?
You could also just say, poopies. And if they giggle, they're not old enough.
I was so confused what you were doing then. The way you just looked down the camera, I was just...
I was trying to make people giggle. Kids laugh at the word poop.
They do.
I do.
That's what I proved I was overage then by not laughing. Yeah, I was just confused.
See? He's stony-faced.
Nailed it.
Any of you that laughed, sorry, you're not old enough. What else? You just say old, young.
Yes. But you kind of mentioned this with the bartering thing, but I think buying things becomes quite difficult, both in terms of money, but also the quantity of things you want. It's really hard to say how many you want of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You just
you
have
end up with too many or too little.
Grab some and be like, give me this please. Just it's more contextual of it without actually going, one, two, three.
Can you still say, can I have A?
I think so. A is fine.
A's fine.
I think you can have a ball. You're not counting the ball.
Can't have one ball, though.
Can't have one ball. Oh, no.
Hmm. The lottery? Ruined.
It's all numbers.
All numbers.
Phone numbers.
Oh, how do we communicate in these situations?
I guess just email will have to be...
A lot of people have numbers in their email
addresses. Well, you're out. Get out.
If you ever put a number in your email address, bad luck.
Do you have a number in your...
I don't.
I don't either.
So we're good. We were thinking... That. Playing 3D, 4D chess? 5D chess?
Were we? They can't have that. Can't count your Ds. What are you doing counting Ds for?
3D films are gone, though. That's good.
That's true. Yeah, well, they're basically gone anyway, haven't they?
Avatar's bringing them back, though.
It's always true. We're always Avatar, isn't it? Avatar. I do have one quick thing about movies.
Oh, please.
Fast and Furious. They got 10 films. 5 of their titles they couldn't have anymore, but 5 of them they could.
I think they're one of the better ones with that. Most people just go for numbers, don't they?
They go crazy. I've got them all. Can you name them all?
I can name them all.
Do it.
I always forget. All right, one of them is The Fast and Furious, and one is just Fast and Furious. So the first one is The Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yep, so that one's out.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
They can have it.
Fast and Furious.
They can have that too, yep.
Fast 5.
No. Get out of there. Yeah, but that's
Fast and Furious 6.
Also gone.
Furious 7.
Gone.
Fate of the Furious.
Come in.
Fast and Furious 9?
No. Just apparently, according to Google, F9.
Oh, it is F9, yeah.
F9.
And then they really messed up 10 by not calling it Fast 10 Your Seatbelts. Not my joke.
They just called it Fast X.
Yeah.
Which rubbish. Is also allowed. Though. So, again,
Roman numerals, that is another
option. Yeah, because
that is another option for where we go. Instead, maybe slightly more helpful than mouthful.
I still feel like
handful.
As soon as you start actually making it like a number, though, like I'll have X of these, please. Is it a number?
That is not a number, mate. It's no
different
from
saying numbers.
Like a couple is 2. That is just another word for 2. X is just another word for 10. Sure, but you're allowed them as long as you never say the word.
You're bad.
Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I think that was almost all my points. We've got, I think we've scoped
we did want to just keep it short. We didn't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh, I did have a Sesame Street count from the Sesame Street. His whole gimmick's gone. All he does is count. What is he going to do now?
I've never seen Sesame Street.
Oh, he's the one that goes, one apple,
Oh, is this Count Dracula?
Yeah, he's next. I do know. The Count. But, the Count. So he's got, but honestly, I think, like, he'd just go back to drinking virgin blood.
Aye, 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 like a pirate. They should rebrand him to a pirate, oh. And then you can just do aye, 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 aye. It ruins it when you get to Ivy.
Ivy, blood.
So then a doctor comes in. He's like aye, aye, and then but then it immediately goes to I X.
I think he should maybe just retire. He's probably he's been going long enough. I think he's all right to just give it a miss.
But I think that's all our points.
I think so, yeah. I think we overstayed our welcome.
Thank you very much for listening. I forget how we used to do outros.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Well, we won't, though.
But we won't. But that's what we used to say.
That's what we used to say. Bye!